Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
Here we go. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and here we are with a special guest joining me. The one that's voice is so incredibly soothing. I maybe just want her to record something to lull me to sleep. But it's Rhiannon. How are you doing?
Hey, Marissa, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, just living life. You just got done with the program here with Voice Coaches. And, you know, I think like I had said things to you throughout where I'm just like, your accent. And, you know, some people get frustrated by that. And I hope you weren't one of them. But it's just like, you're able to sound so like luxurious and elegant and like warm without even trying. And it's just so frustrating for somebody like me.
That's really kind. I mean, honestly, it's lovely to be a Brit in America because Americans are just so lovely about British accents. So it's super welcoming. And it's still kind of a lovely thing when, because I've lived here for 12 years, my kids are American, but it is still a lovely thing of people, you know, comment on my accent and say they like it. That's like, oh, that's nice.
I just feel like it allows you to explore opportunities that you could have, like, and this is not you, but like you could have some of the, like the most absolute basic or lower skill, and you could probably still get some work that I wouldn't just because you sound like you do, but you've gone and you've developed such a great skill over the course of, you know, just a couple months. And it was awesome for me to be able to witness, you know, you go from like, oh God, can I do this? To like just having fun, and being confident too, because I know we jumped from like you learning stuff to like demo day rather quickly. So, you know, it was just a really, really cool thing to see. So tell me what brought you to us in the first place.
Well, I have been wanting to look into voice acting for quite a long time. But, you know, life, various other things got in the way. I first did a little bit of voice acting when I was at university. And then afterwards, I became a teacher and then had my kids and what have you. But I always had in the back of my mind, you know, the one thing that I really loved doing was that voice acting, but I didn't know how I would be able to go about getting into it or any of those things. And then I saw an ad came up in my Facebook stream for a seminar for voice coaches. And it basically just said, hey, come along and we'll give you an idea of what this course is. And I thought, that's it. That's what I need. I want to find out someone to give me a roadmap of how I could go about doing this and if it's possible. And yeah, I went to the seminar. It was fantastic. And it just went from there.
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's interesting because I remember being, you know, just like, God, I think I was like single digits still. And I was like, man, I want to get into acting or, you know, something like entertainment was always something that caught my eye, even though I was just so incredibly shy. But, you know, it's like, if I'm like nine, let's see, it's like 1992, 93. Like, I mean, the internet is not even like a thought, right? So yeah. Us being able to find information on how to do any of that, then it's like, well, the only thing I could think of was I need an agent. I think I read that in some teen magazine or something, you know? So, and my mom just like, okay, sure. you know, it's thankfully we have doors open in a different way to us these days because, I mean, yeah, it's as simple as scrolling through Instagram or Facebook. And all of a sudden it's like, you've got information at your fingertips and you just hope that you're being guided in the right way. But, you know, that's also the beauty of technology and allowing so much more opportunity in the work itself, you know, these days. So I know that we started doing all this stuff. I mean, you tell me when you first started, it was like day one, we met the first time. Uh-huh. Were you, what kind of work was the biggest of interest for you in like that moment?
I think I've always had audiobooks in my mind. Partly because I consume so many of them. I used to teach English literature, and I set up my own book club so I could have people to talk about books with. And but I also lead a busy life, so stopping and actually reading a physical book is something that, right, you know, people complain that they don't get to speak to me, they don't get to interact with me, because I just delve into that world. But audiobooks was a game changer, because I was able to still read as many books as I wanted to, but carry on doing other things. And yeah, so I absolutely love audiobooks. And also, I'm a parent. I've got 3 kids, and I have told them all bedtime stories since, you know, they were very little. And I am lucky enough that my youngest still allows me to tell her stories.
That's called practice.
Exactly. So I've had 17 years of, you know, reading stories and putting on voices. And, you know, it was my outlet for the acting that I'd done as a kid, which I then didn't have an outlet for. So it was wonderful to be able to share that love of books with them, do the stories. But then I'm like, you know what? This is just something that I love. I love telling stories. I love bringing these things to life. And if I thought, if I could do something like that and make a living at it, I mean, right, I don't see what's a better job.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I'm clearly there with you, considering, I was hoping you were going to say the kids stuff, because, you know, that to me, it was such a fine tuned little niche that you have, that it's just, it's like one of those things. Again, we can go back to your accent, because if you're just like, once upon a time, and I'm just gonna be like, yes, tell me all the Disney stories, you know, but then it was things like just a couple pieces that you had, you brought it to life so much so that when I was listening, this dog is gonna bark in a second. When I was listening, I was like, oh my God, like I feel like I'm already listening to the professional, like, audio. And now you can tell me if this is okay. If I pull up that piece that I'm referring to, can you give us a little sample, like, of what you did on demo day?
Sure, I can try. Absolutely.
So, all right, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to pull up this script, and you can just go ahead and treat it like it's your demo day, right? Because you did this one. It's called The Magical Mess. And you did it in such a way where I believed it. I believed that you were the narrator and then the kid and then the other kid. And I was just like a little bit, my head felt like it was spinning, but in a good way. So you can take your time, but go ahead whenever you're ready.
In a cozy cottage, nestled beneath a giant oak tree, two mischievous fairy sisters, Lily and Rose, giggled as they brewed a potion.
Add a pinch of stardust, Rose, called Lily. Will do, sister. And add a sprinkle of moonlight, too, said Rose.
But as they mixed their magical concoction, the cauldron bubbled over, filling the room with shimmering sparks.
Oops, looks like we made a mess again, giggled Rose.
A magical mess,
laughed Lily. When the sparks cleared, however, there, in the middle of the room, stood their mother, Alma, arms crossed and a frown on her face.
I mean, like, right now, doing that, how do you feel doing it now?
I mean, I love it. I really do.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It sounds fun. And, you know, it's, I know that the kids stuff is some of your favorite. I feel like you're going to have no problem getting the work in that. And like the storytelling itself, like, I'm glad that you love it so much, because it shows. Like, I mean, the audiobooks that you did were just as great. But like the kids stuff to me, it's like when you're doing those voices, like some people are just too dang scared to do it. And you were not. So it was just like a beautiful moment to see for me. So I'm just, I wanted to show you off a little bit. I feel like it's necessary. So,
aww,
tell me, like, you know, because we, you know, you mentioned roadmap to follow, and like we basically we do that for you guys. You know, when everything is said and done, you've got the material to go in through and kind of create that plan of action. So have you taken first steps yet? Like what are the first steps? What do you plan on doing?
Well, I mean, I'm going to work on my website. I want to get that good. And luckily it's, you know, done step by step for you a little bit, but I like to do my research and check out other people's and things to make sure that, you know, it looks as best it can. I'm going to finish the last two modules on how to find a job and perhaps setting up a home studio. So, and get myself some business cards. But yeah, I've already started telling everyone I can, hey, I've got a demo coming. I'm going to send it to you. If you know anyone who needs anything recorded, I'm available, you know, shamelessly.
I mean,
trying to plug myself.
Yeah, be shameless. Because honestly, I mean, you know, some people, they want to wait until like they have something to show, but it's like, you do have something to show. Like, wait until they hear that. Wait until you hear that demo. Like, I mean, it's just, I am so excited to see where it all takes you, just because, like, again, like, we get people who want to do certain things, and they shine at it, but, like, I feel like you've got a little extra sparkle, you know, because you shine at it, but you also have, like, less fear than they still hold, and I think that's what, like, the confidence is already matured for you, where it takes somebody else a little bit more, you know, because it's still new. And you're still like, you know, it's like, I'm not quite sure, how do I put my foot in front of the other, you know, but like you're already like, oh, here, I do it this way. You know, I'm still a little wobbly, you know, but I'm getting my footing, you know, so it's like you've got that little, half step ahead, and that confidence, it really does take you far. Because I think even when somebody maybe lacks the skill that somebody else may have, it's the confidence that allows them to shine in a much different way that might get them the job over somebody else. So like and again, that's not me saying anything about your skill, because I just showed you off because you've got the skill, but it's just the confidence added is such a powerful tool. So, all right, well, here's what I want you to do for us. When you land the first gig, I need to know when, and I need to know what it is, and I need to know how I can help, and I like, you know, all those things, because I have a feeling it's probably going to happen sooner than later. It's just a matter of you kind of, you know, figuring out where you want to, you know, kind of make step one, you know, once you're putting the outline together for yourself.
Yeah, I absolutely will. And thank you. And I hope it's soon. but yeah, no, it's very exciting. I'm really excited. And I'm also really grateful, because I feel like, you know, I've not done anything like this for years and years. So it's just been really reassuring to be able to chat with you and have these, like, it's very personalized and very intensive, which I really, like, loved the fact that even from the first seminar, the fact that, like, I got a call back and it was a one-to-one. It wasn't like a lot of these things, which you can search and find out, and there's like generic things. This was just very tailored, and it was just so incredibly helpful. So yeah, I'm just very grateful and for all of your expertise.
Well, I'm glad to spread the word. And I, you know, I made sure I muted myself the entire time you were talking. I heard everything you said, but man, I think something just got delivered from FedEx. Tom was crazy. But that's how I feel like the people who are going to be casting you are going to feel, you know, they're going to be going crazy too, just like that damn dog just was. Anyway, I think he's on the couch now. But I, you know, I'm glad that we could, you know, help give you the guidance and, you know, set you up in a good way. And now it's like, hey, let's see what happens. You know, cause what I've repeated this over and over again, it's what you put in that you get back. And I think that you've already put in quite a bit, and like, you know, the star is ready to just kind of shine, let it shoot off and shine. So I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're going to have a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio coming at you again next week. I have more guests coming. I have more nonsense, because that's always what it is. And just have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.